What's up, everybody? Welcome to Audio Oddity. I'm your host, Rocky. And today, once again, I do not have my lovely co-host with me, Em. I do have a co-host, though. It's my other lovely co-host, London. Say hey, London.
Hi.
You want to introduce yourself or no? You good? Or you just going to make them assume they know who you are?
You just said my name.
I think she's saying if you don't know who she is, I guess you're not important. So you should automatically know who she is. Okay. No, London's my other daughter. And I already know what y'all thinking, right? I have, you know, my one M, my daughter. Then I had my son on last week. Now I got my other daughter. And I know you're wondering, how many kids does he have? How many kids does he really have? And the answer to that is a lot. So this is my other daughter, London, filling in for M, and who couldn't make the episode, who pulled out on me again at the last minute. And at this point, I think I'm just going to fire her at this point and chalk it up to the fact that she just don't love her father. And, you know, I got to accept that. I got to accept that. No, she'll hopefully be back next week. But. Yeah, so we're going to hop right into it. You know how I normally start off, where you can find me, Audio Oddity Podcast across all platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, TikTok, yeah, all those good places. Facebook, we're on there too somewhere. So, yeah, look us up. If you find us, like and follow, join whatever, you know, whatever y'all do. And I try to get up content, and I fell horribly at some of it. Like, I haven't posted nothing on Facebook, I don't know how long. Instagram, I'm pretty active. Twitter, I'm just horribly not active. TikTok, I'm trying to pick it up, just, you know, trying to pick up my TikTokness, because I think TikTok is it's the new hotness right now, right? That's what's hot in the street. Yeah. That's what's hot in the street right now with TikTok. Is that what slaps?
Boy,
No, that's not what slaps. Is it smacking or just
okay.
Is
it no.
No, not none of that?
No. Okay, all
right. So today's episode actually got switched at the very last minute. I was writing up on today's episode, supposed to be what's coming up in 2022 that I was excited about. And I wrote it all out. I had a whole list of stuff. It was probably going to be like an hour long episode, maybe a little bit more, because it was a lot of stuff. And as I was writing, I was like, look, I had other ideas for what I wanted to do with it. So I scrapped that idea for now. I will be doing that hopefully next week if I can bring in the people I want to bring in. So, So I'm going to that idea is going to get revamped a little bit, and hopefully we can do it next week. So this week, I'm just going to do, I watched Boba Fett on Disney Plus. I'm going to review that. And then I finished Guardians of the Galaxy completely. I'm going to do that. And we'll see where it goes from there. Anything you want to add, London? Excuse me. Nothing? No social medias? No, yeah, no. You don't want to promote yourself? No plugs? No. MJ had plugs. Like, he was like...
I don't know.
MJ, creator 2.0. He had little things.
We could talk about security breach.
Okay. All right.
Oh, it's good.
All right, let me get through mine, then we'll talk a little Five Nights at Freddy. We'll do that, all right? Okay. All right. Okay, so we'll start off with Boba Fett. So I watched the first episode one, first season, brand new show, Disney Plus, and I did like it. It was pretty good. They tied up a lot of the loose ends from other Star Wars, you know, things that were canon. They answered a lot of, you know, because, you know, spoiler alert, but Boba Fett's supposed to be dead, you know, like he died, supposedly died, and you know, in one of the other Star Wars movies, I think it was New Hope. But they explained that very well. They, you know, they kind of tied up for everybody. So even if you're like one of the hardcore Star Wars people, you know, and you know, you're sitting there watching a show and you got all your books lined up and you got all the movies playing in the background and everything he does, you're pausing and looking, oh no, that's not canon. That's not enough. No, they kind of fit. Yeah. I think they kind of handle that in this show. By tying up most, if not all, the loose ends in this one episode. And it's a lot of little Easter egg things in there for people that's been watching it for, like, you know, like I say, hardcore fans. And it's also, excuse me, I should have brought some water out here today. But it's also for, like, the new people. If you just tuned into the show and, you know, everybody's pretty much heard of Boba Fett. So if you just tuned into the show, it's a lot of new stories starting to, you know, capture all the new viewers, you know. So it's, you know, it's not, I like the show. It's good. I try not to give away too many spoilers or anything, but it's a really good show. Check it out. Disney Plus. Disney's doing that thing where they, you know, they released episodes, I think, weekly. I do not like that. I like Netflix. You know, Netflix has the right idea. Netflix has the right idea. You know, put them all out. Let everybody watch it. You know.
No, but then you have no episodes after.
Yeah, but sometimes I forget about the show. Like, I'll watch 1 week, and, like, I just forget the show coming out. Like, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, I was watching that show, you know. They should just.
I don't pay attention. I don't go on Disney Plus. Not like that.
That's why I'm canceling it right now.
No, like, I don't go to like that no more.
See, I pay all that money. Girl, it's gone. No, but it's, yeah, but they're releasing them weekly and everything. I wish they would just put them all out at once, but that's not how they choose to do it, you know. But, yeah, definitely check out Boba Fett, Disney Plus.
Boba Fett?
Especially if you're into Star Wars. I mean, if you're into Star Wars, you're most likely already watching this. But even if you're not into Star Wars, I think it's going to be a really good show. Just like The Mandalorian was. This is a spinoff of The Mandalorian. But actually, could you really call it a spinoff? Because, you know, I mean, Mandalorian was a spinoff of Star Wars, but the original Mandalorian was Boba Fett or Jango Fett, depending on. Okay, this is getting confusing. I'm not going to get into all that.
No, I don't know.
But yeah, check out Boba Fett. Good show.
You're saying Boba Fett.
It's fat. I think it's
fat. You said Boba Fett.
I said Boba Fett.
You're saying Boba Fett.
No, it's fat. Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Boba Fett, he's somebody else. He's somebody else I knew from the hood.
Don't play.
No. But yeah, definitely a good show. Definitely a good show. I'm not, like I said, I didn't want to go too into detail. But if you do want to go into detail and see all the little Easter eggs and all that, go to YouTube. There's like people who have a way, you know, who have these awesome videos of every little nuance and every little Easter egg that's in that show that flashes back to like old Star Wars, even some of the Star Wars cartoons and books. Like, you can see all that. It's really good. I went and watched one of them and it's really, really good. So if you want to do that, check out YouTube. I'm not going to recommend anybody's YouTube, because just go find the one that fits you. There's 1,000 of them. Some of them with, you know, even ranging from 3 million subscribers to, I found a guy with 5 subscribers who had a really good video. So just go on there, find the one that's good for you, check out the video. All right. Yeah. Next thing I want to get in. Let's go ahead and get into FNAF.
Okay.
FNAF. And then I'll do my Guardians interview. So what do you want to say about Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach? What?
It was good. I don't know.
So do you appreciate, do you think, how can I say this? Well, it's a glow up, right?
No.
It's not a glow up?
I feel like it's like more of like, it seems like it's a fan-made game because it doesn't like fit.
It doesn't fit.
With other games. It just seems like, and then they took away 2 good characters. It was like, oh.
Okay. All right. So let's backtrack a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for people who aren't familiar and hearing this right now, Five Nights at Freddy, the original, whoever's not familiar with it. Five Nights at Freddy was originally a horror game, right? That takes place in a Chuck E. Cheese type pizzeria like a, place, yeah. You know, for kids.
Yeah.
Where I don't know all the lore, but somehow the animatronics became murderers.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. Oh, kind of.
Okay. And you're a security guard and you're hired to, I might have talked about this in past episodes maybe, but you're a security guard and you're hired for like $5 a night, I think. It's like some crazy, really low money.
Oh, yeah. It says it in the paper.
Like the original, like you read the original paper, yeah, it says like, it says he's like $5 a night.
Yeah, so. It was something slow.
But anyways.
Like for the whole night too.
Yeah, for like the whole night. You only get paid like $5. But anyways,
yeah.
So in the original one, you're a security guard and you can't even leave this room. You're in your security booth. Mm-hmm. And so you sit there and you pretty much just watch the cameras.
Yeah.
As the animatronics move and, you know, and stuff like that. And as the nights progress, the animatronics get more aggressive.
Yeah.
And you got to pretty much stop them just by only just monitoring where they are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that was the original game. Took place in one little room. That was it. All you had was that room and those cameras. And you had a handful of animatronics. The main animatronic was Freddy Fazbear, right? But I mean, he was like the logo, right? Like Five Nights at Freddy's. I mean, Freddy, you know.
Yeah. It's not Freddy. It's Golden. Okay. I can't get into lore.
Right, okay, we're not getting into lore. All right. So that was the original game. So I think the first, three games are like that? Or like all the way up until now?
I guess like the fifth one was I guess so. The fifth, I don't really know about the fifth one because the fifth one was like, I guess there were some parts where you can kind of move, but not really. So all up until like the fifth game.
To this game here.
Yeah, that's when you can actually move and stuff.
Okay, so the first four games basically took place.
Yeah.
In where you only could use the cameras and stuff.
There's 12 games, but like.
But you know what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean the main line. Okay, the main line games. All right. So now we have Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach that came out last month. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it came out last month, like on the 18th or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know.
It was only a digital release. It was no physical copy released to the game. It was only digital.
Yeah.
I think the physical copy is coming out later this year. And so in this game, though, it's kind of like an open world game, I guess.
Yeah.
As in the sense of the open world is the pizzeria.
Yeah. So but you can instead wander. Of being the security guard, you're not. You're a little boy.
The security guard. You're playing a little boy.
Named Gregory. Georgie. Gregory? Is Gregory or Georgie?
I don't remember.
It's Gregory.
But he gets trapped in there, right? Or something?
Yeah, he gets trapped in there. But the security guard's also after you.
Yeah. Who's Vanessa, right?
Vanessa, yeah. But that's probably a spoiler. Okay. Never mind.
So who's Vanessa? So you got a security guard after you, and you got some of the animatronics
and
after
robots.
You,
and like cleanup robots, and
yeah, it's all kind of stuff going on. This pizzeria should have been shut down a long time ago.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on in this town.
Well, this new game takes place in 2026 or something like that.
Okay.
So it's like a long time after.
To the future.
Yeah, because the robots are more advanced and they like all have like motions now.
Okay, so here's the question I'm pretty sure everybody's wondering. The security guard after you, she getting paid more than $5 a night, right?
I don't know. She's still making that.
Inflation kicked in. She probably making that $10 a night. So.
I think they found out she was like not.
Okay, all right. Okay. Don't get into spoilers. No spoilers, no spoilers. Yeah. All right, so yeah. So in this game, you get to move around, find items. I would say if you're a Five Nights at Freddy's fan, it's probably like what you always wanted the game to be.
But my thing is, they always complain, oh, I want this, I want that, I want it, you want to move. But then when it comes out, they're like, no.
This ain't Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yes. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I got you. So they gave people what they wanted, and then people got what they wanted. Now people are like, "Nah, I'm good. Like this ain't the one I grew up on. This ain't the original."
Yeah, and they be extra with it.
And this in book number 37 of the.
Yeah, and I'm just like, nah.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I started reading Five Nights at Freddy's books to your brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started reading some of his books to your brother. They seem kind of dark. I mean,
they are. They don't. It doesn't go like it goes against the games. It's just like
it's a whole different.
And then people try to like base the games off the books too, and then like they try to mash up the lore, and none of it makes sense. And then they get mad. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So, what do you think about? So, overall, though, the game. What you think about it? Good, bad? Would you recommend it to a fan? Are you a purist? Are you?
I'd give the game like a 7 out of 10. It was the thing was they're like, oh, it's a, you know, how the like creators like it's a finished game, no glitches. That game was glitching all over the place. Like,
well, that's
it was like no, yeah. But like it was like
that's just the times we in. They release games half finished all the time now.
Yeah, but it didn't look finished at all because you'd walk into some parks and it's go white. You
download the game and then they have a 35 gig update.
No, but the thing was you know, the creator was like, I'm not going to fix or anything. We were like,
he's serious.
As soon as the game had been done for a while.
Most people would be like, oh, we're going to release this patch. And
yeah, Scott Coffin retired apparently 3 years ago. The game been done.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm retired. I ain't doing none of this. He was like, I'm out, y'all. And he's relying on some other people, like the side people, to fix it. And he's like, I'm done. I retired a long time ago. Done with them books. And I was like, okay.
He's like, I'm not fixing the game. But the game's still popular and it's still selling. It's still going to sell. Yeah.
It's short. Like, you can finish it maybe 5 hours.
Oh, so it's like a little, like, 4 to 5 hour.
Yeah,
it's not. But, I mean, the other games weren't that long, really.
Oh yeah, but like people were expecting with such a big map that
side missions? It's really, like a bunch of side missions.
Do? You can go back and like do a bunch of side missions.
But mainline story, if you went through the main story, it'd be about 4 or 5
yes.
hours.
Yes, and like there is like one where you can just like if you're you're the little kid, if you get out in time, like there's this part where it's like it's, you know, when it really starts, like the gate shuts, so like he's stuck in there. That's when the game starts.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people find the glitch. You can just walk out, and then you walk out, and then it jump scares you.
Like, and that's the end of the game?
No, like it jump scares you. Like you was not meant to finish yet. So if you like, so it's like,
does it like kick you back or?
Yeah, it brings you back.
Oh, okay.
But like, it's just like you was not meant to finish the game yet. So.
What you're saying is, why don't they just block it off completely? Yeah, like, why are we doing this?
You shouldn't be. But it was clearly a glitch because you weren't meant to get out in time. Like, it's just people who are better than the game. Just like.
Oh, found a way to.
They just walked out like they just.
So
like,
they broke the game. And
basically, yeah. So it was like, okay.
Huh. Okay. Well, all right. So, but you do recommend it.
Yeah. I mean, not if you're like a really, really.
Okay, like so if you're just a regular fan, definitely.
Oh
recommend
no, if you're a regular fan, then I recommend. Yeah,
but
I
if recommend you're hardcore
him.
Into the books I don't think and all you that, really, you probably won't like this.
You do much better playing the games that the little fans made, like the Uncanny games and stuff. Like,
I've seen those on YouTube, like Roxy's Playhouse or whatever.
Yeah, my favorite character is probably the Sun guy. He was cool. Sun and Moon, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard you mention earlier, you said they left some characters out. Who were that?
So, they got rid of Bonnie and Foxy. They replaced Foxy with Roxy, which is like, that's fine because basically it's still Foxy.
Okay.
But Bonnie's gone, and there's like a bunch of little, so they try to make it like sad, so they have a bunch of little posters everywhere. So they had like they had the pictures of the original characters on the wall, mm-hmm. and they had like lights over them, and they cut off like Bonnie's and stuff, and they replaced him with Morty, some alligator, and nobody likes him because he like tries to outshine Freddy, but like Freddy's the main character, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just not good, and I don't know. And they have like during the you're most of the time in the game you're Freddy, like that's what the game is basically now. So, like, Freddy, like, mentions a lot how he misses Bonnie. Because they make it, like...
Oh, they make it, like, animatronics have feelings.
Huh? Yes, which I was just like...
Sounds like the kid story of Terminator. Okay.
It's just like, yeah.
Okay, all right, well. Okay, so if you're not hardcore, go pick up Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach. If you're a hardcore fan, just get online and start posting how horrible it is and...
Yeah.
And how they messed up your favorite game.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll go into the game I was playing. I've been playing for a couple weeks now.
Yeah.
So Guardians of the Galaxy. I finished it. And surprisingly, that game is really, really good. I was very surprised. When they announced the game, it was like, oh, here's Guardians of the Galaxy. By the way, it'll be out next month. And it's like, when was y'all even working on that? Like, what, y'all got some leftover stuff from Avengers? And y'all was like, okay, here. Like, I mean, where'd this come from? So I was very, very surprised. And I didn't think, you know, when I picked up the game, I think I picked it up on Black Friday for like $20 or something. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think a whole lot of it. Like, I didn't think it was going to be good. But come to find out, really good game. You play as Star-Lord, but as Star-Lord, you have to command the rest of your Guardians of the Galaxy crew. So you don't get to play as any of the other characters. You can just tell them what to do. So, you know, in battle. So Star-Lord is, I wouldn't say he's underpowered in this game. I don't think I put it like that. I mean, he is only human. So I guess he, you know, it just seems like they could have gave him a little more punch. But a friend of mine yesterday informed me that in the settings of the game, you can actually go into it and bump up Star-Lord's, like his damage, you know, the damage he deals when he shoots his gun. So you can make him more powerful. I wasn't aware of that. Maybe I'll go back through and play as a more powerful Star-Lord. But the game really focuses on, I mean, if you just keep it like it is, you know, fresh out the box, the game wants you to rely on your team and strategize, like, you know, using everybody's special abilities to work together. That's how the game really wants you to play the game. And the game is really, really good. It's really good. I really enjoyed it. The story's really good. The stories, they could have made a Guardians movie with that storyline. That would have been a really good movie. And I think it plays off more of not so much the MCU Guardians, but I think these Guardians may be the comic book storylines. I'm not sure. It didn't seem too MCU Guardians, but the it seemed like it played maybe off story comic book.
Wasn't he blonde in the, because in the movie he wasn't, so I was like,
no,
I don't know.
He's not, yeah, he's, yeah,
he's,
that's what
blonde
I'm saying,
in the game.
And Gamora looks different.
Yeah, that didn't look like her, so I didn't know it was,
yeah. What'd you do? Oh, wait, don't worry. Yeah, Gamora didn't look the same. Drax, yeah, so Drax in this one, they mentioned he killed Thanos. So yeah, definitely not MCU, because
in the comic Galaxy
book, well, he's a part of the, you know, the Marvel universe.
I didn't know they were a part of Marvel anyways.
And with that, you're kicked off the podcast.
No, but
he's a part of the you know, the Marvel universe. So but in the comic books, Thanos is killed by Drax. Thanos killed Drax's family.
I don't know who Drax is. Jackie Warrior?
Drax was the big, he's the big one with the paint on his face.
That's,
did you not watch any of these movies?
I don't watch, no. I'm a Spider-Man fan, y'all.
Well, anyway, so yeah, so this is definitely comic book based, but it was a really, really good story, really good game. Just long enough. I heard some people say it was too short, but I think it was just long enough for, you know, you don't want nothing like, you know, and everything don't got to be Skyrim, you know, where it's like, you know, 50 hours of gaming, you know, I don't know. It's probably 12, 13 hours, maybe. I have no idea, but it was just long enough to me to where I enjoyed it and got enough out of it. So, yeah. That's my opinion on that. And definitely pick it up. Definitely a sleeper hit of the year. It came out in like October or something. So I don't know. We'll see how it stands up over time. Meaning if it'll get a sequel or not. I'm not sure. Because of I don't know what else they got planned. I don't know what the sales look like on it or whatever. But hopefully it gets a sequel, because I like it. So, anyways. So, that's that. And what else you got? That's all I had really this week. I really didn't have a whole lot.
I don't know.
It's the beginning of the year. All the news is gonna kick off next week. You know, like everybody's gonna go back to work and all the gaming and movie news and all that. So yeah, that's it. I'll make this a short one. So next week hopefully I can do the things I'm excited about for 2022. See if I can get some guests on to talk about that with me. Either way, I'll probably bring the episode next week, and that's probably going to be a longer episode because it's a lot going on in 2022. What I should say, it's a lot that's supposed to be going on in 2022.
Yeah,
you know, stuff gets canceled and all that all the time. So it's a lot of upcoming stuff I want to talk about, and I have a lot of feelings and emotions about this stuff I want to talk about. So just make sure you check out the podcast. Check us out across all social media platforms. And we'll check y'all out next week. Everybody be well.